And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Jesse Ainsley. Monday, North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory approved SB 353, the alleged motorcycle safety bill, which had been amended to include extreme restrictions on abortion access. During McCrory's campaign, he said he would not sign any further abortion restrictions. He did exactly that, claiming that the bill, despite its title, despite the backslapping hurrahs of anti-choice spokespeople, does not restrict access to abortion clinics. This disconnect between the governor's stated understanding and the public's understanding is endemic of a larger semantic problem in our political process. Let us begin with a piece of vernacular. Fiscal responsibility. The term is thrown about quite frequently by all manner of factions and splinter cells in our political spectrum. Here in North Carolina, a new budget which cuts unemployment benefits by 33% and which cuts public education spending by $260 million has been praised by McCrory for its fiscal responsibility. Meanwhile, the North Carolina Senate has passed a bill that will guarantee an increase in children born into poverty and to single mothers, many of whom will probably be needing unemployment benefits and whose children will necessarily rely on the public education system. As SB 353 becomes law, I find myself desperately trying to fit the positions of the extreme right with the narrative they provide. Thomas Friedman addressed this same quandary in October of 2012 with a piece entitled Why I Am Pro-Life. Friedman argues that one may not call oneself pro-life and be against common-sense gun control. This is also the case with fiscal responsibility. It is not fiscally responsible to gut unemployment and the education system while restricting birth control. If the goal in North Carolina is to be fiscally responsible, our legislators ought to focus on policies that attract a wide range of industry and investment. Judging by the national news media's coverage of this session of the North Carolina legislature, this current administration and its policies are ensuring our state a bad reputation nationwide. Private sector investment and skilled labor are necessary for economic growth. The policies currently being enacted in our legislature and the reputation that comes with them will certainly dissuade many potential investors. Well-educated and skilled workers will not move their children to a state with the fifth lowest teacher salary in the nation. So is this problem merely semantic? No, of course not. This is still the problem of large voting blocks that believe it is correct to enact religious dogma as law. But there is a semantic component, and much of the fault for this lies with the Fourth Estate. When journalists parrot the false narrative presented to them by politicians, rather than researching and reporting the facts of a political position or policy, a feedback loop is created, and the false narrative is allowed to occlude the true narrative. It has been said, a lie repeated often enough becomes truth, and the state of our current political conversation supports this claim. Pro-life is not the deregulation of firearms, just as fiscal responsibility is not dismantling the support system for the citizens these policies affect. This is Jesse Ainsley.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.